Karina and the Christmas Play. Every December, Miss Evelyn's class would put on a Christmas play. It was Karina's first Christmas at school, and today Miss Evelyn was going to explain to the children about the performance and what part each child would play. Karina could hardly wait. The play was about a little angel named Tammy, who was sent on a Christmas mission. Miss Evelyn asked Karina if she would like to play Tammy. "It is an important part," Miss Evelyn explained, "and you will need to learn your lines well." Karina was happy that she could play Tammy, but sometimes she was shy and found it hard to remember her lines in front of a crowd of people. Karina knew that the school play would be performed for all the parents of all the children in the school. Karina thought about this all morning long.
"I do not think I can play the angel part, Miss Evelyn," Karina said as she was leaving school. "I'm afraid I will forget all my lines and ruin the play."
Miss Evelyn told Karina kindly, "I will help you learn your part, and we will be sure to practice until you feel confident. I am sure you will do wonderfully." Karina felt better, and at home she told her parents about the school performance. Each day, Karina's class would practice their performance. It was hard work, and they had to memorize their lines and learn the songs well. Karina was happy that she could play Tammy, the little angel. Her mother helped her to make a beautiful costume complete with wings, a halo, and glittery sequins on her gown. The day before the Christmas play, Miss Evelyn took the children for a dress rehearsal at the hall where they would perform. There was a big stage with bright lights and many rows of seats. The children were dressed in their costumes and ready to practice. Though Karina had worked hard at learning all her lines and songs, as she stood on the stage, she felt nervous. When it was her turn, Karina forgot all her lines. Miss Evelyn prompted Karina with her lines, but try as she may, Karina could barely whisper her lines. Miss Evelyn told Karina not to worry and called her behind the stage curtain.
"I'm sorry, Miss Evelyn," Karina whispered. "My tummy feels funny when I look at all the chairs and think of all the people who will be watching. Then I forget all my lines. I do not think I can do it."
With a smile, Miss Evelyn told Karina that she too had found it difficult to perform when she was a child, but her mother had taught her a little trick that had helped her.
"What was that?" Karina asked.
"My mother told me to look and find her and my father and brother in the audience," Miss Evelyn explained,
"and then to imagine that I was at home in our living room, performing for only the three of them." "Did that work?"
"Every time." "You can give it a try too," Miss Evelyn said. "You can pick out several seats and imagine that that is where your family will be sitting, and then tell them all about Tammy's mission." Karina was eager to try. At first she was a little bit shy, but before she even realized it, the dress rehearsal was finished.
"You did beautifully," Miss Evelyn exclaimed as Karina walked off the stage.
"And if you remember that little trick tomorrow, you will do tremendously well." Finally, it was the day of the school play. Karina walked up on the stage, ready to play her part. She looked at the large crowd of people, and her tummy started to feel funny again. But then she remembered what Miss Evelyn had told her. Karina found her parents and two sisters sitting in the audience. Her mother smiled and waved. Karina felt confident, and soon she forgot all about the funny feeling in her tummy. The only thing she could remember was the wonderful story of Tammy that she wanted to tell her family. With a loud applause, the play came to an end. Karina had remembered her lines and her songs.
"I knew you could do it," Miss Evelyn exclaimed as she hugged Karina. "You were the best angel Tammy I have ever seen."
"I did not feel nervous at all," Karina said. "I had lots of fun, too." The end. My Wonder Studio production, authored by Katusha Giusti, read by Alia Smith. Copyright 2010 by The Family International.